Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes rapid fire radio.
Who isn't wearing a seatbelt? Let's just pick up. I've just added that off Susie's and Mark's news update. When's the last time you drove in your car of any distance without a seatbelt on? Dave Harrigan.
I'll be honest. I drove 50 yards from my house to the bus stop this morning in the rain without my seatbelt on.
Okay. About max, right?
That's about it. Yes.
First of all.
That was the longest I could stand the ding,
that's
ding,
what I was just going to say.
Ding.
But any car after 2000, it's ding, ding. It's, you know, it's like listening to Adam Carter host a show by himself. Right? It's just, it's, I mean, you have to, but I mean, you don't have to. Our guy Ricey, he sometimes suggests is overrated.
Yeah.
Guy's a national treasure. He's wrong on this one. Like, when Carla and I were dating, Carla sometimes would forget, and it would just beep and beep and beep. And even Quentin would be in the back going, seatbelt, Carla.
Come on. Toots, put it on.
Toots, let's go. Yeah. It is. It's just like starting the car on for me.
Yeah.
It's just the automatic.
Turn the car, reach the belt down,
yeah.
Put her in reverse, and we go.
And I got it. There's one out of 5,000 crashes where it might have been better if you didn't have a seatbelt on. I'm going to take the chance. If you want to text me, explain to me why you don't wear a seatbelt. We're not going to do wrong answers only here. Right. What is your explanation? It's just foolishness.
I've always just heard it's uncomfortable or it's restricted. No, it's not.
It's a joke.
No, it's not.
No, it is not. A bravo to the Supreme Court.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Pew, 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 pew. The Supreme Court basically gave Alex Jones the middle finger today and said, nah. We're not going to play your games again where he's trying to get overturned a $1.5 billion defamation judgment. And obviously this is about him just lying and creating a cruel existence for parents and grandparents and others who lost loved ones when they were shot in the head at Sandy Hook. When they're first graders.
Yeah.
Again, all of us think of this. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, you have nephews, you have nieces, you have friends who have children, and they're killed by Adam Lanza, killed his mom also, administrators, and then Alex Jones and some of his awful followers, not all, although I just can't imagine. I there used to be somebody tangentially in our life. This is back when I was dating Carla, who was trying to convince Michael when he was going to watch Alex Jones and really believe in Alex Jones. And Michael was like 10 at the time. Let's just say that conversation did not go well. If he was 16 or 17, that's a very different situation. Alex Jones is filth. That's what he is. He's disgusting. And to say these folks were crisis actors, to not condemn the others of his followers who doxed them. We've done this story a bunch. There are people who had to move 6-7 times because Alex Jones kept talking about it, and others who Alex either encouraged or never dissuaded in any way kept putting out the new address. So again, think of this. Your daughter is murdered. And you're being accused, whether you're the crisis actor, the kids were the crisis actors, and I don't care what the figure is. I really don't. The fact that he's able to have all the success he's had since, and let's not ever forget when he had a divorce 4 or 5 years ago, where his lawyer basically admitted he's just playing a part. When it involved his own children in custody, and his ex-wife was saying, well, I mean, come on, this is the guy I'm going to trust with my kids, and would recite all the things he would say when it was character and Kontruskis. Just an actor.
If that part was the truth.
Yeah.
Was he saying that just to, you know, make things better with the divorce? Take everything he has, liquidate InfoWars, all of it, every dollar, that's fine.
For the rest of his life.
Yes.
Yeah, and the fact that the Onion might end up with it, beautiful. Hit it again. We're looking at an Eddie Murphy documentary on the Netflix, November 12th. I cannot wait. This individual started working on this in 2019, and what they describe is giving unprecedented access when he finally went back and hosted SNL in 2019. Mm-hmm. Remember all the hype for that?
Yes.
I remember almost every skit lived up to it. He was tremendous. So then I don't know if you heard this, but COVID hit the next year. Oh, by the way, did you notice how the, for the diehards who love to crush Mike Osterholm and crush Dr. Fauci and COVID is a hoax and it's just like a cold. Did you notice the other day when the president went to Walter Reed for his physical and it appears he's in the greatest shape ever? And they did acknowledge of that chronic vein situation. Again, I hope he lives 50 more years. I hope he's healthy as can be. But all you folks who said COVID's a hoax, did you notice what Donald Trump did at Walter Reed? Did you see that, Dave?
Did he get an injection of some sort?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a COVID shot.
Got the COVID shot. Got his flu shot, too, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So apparently he's got multiple chips in him. So where are all you texters who mock sheep? You bought this. Thank God Trump's there. Donald Trump, this weekend, the president of the United States, made a smart decision. Got his COVID shot and his flu vaccine.
Take that, Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby Kennedy, who's been incredibly, incredibly, incredibly dismissive of both. Trump said, yeah, give me some votes. Do some of your autism stuff. You're not affecting my health. So I'll be waiting for the text. How about just, I guess, you know, maybe COVID is something we should pay attention to.
Yeah, considering it almost killed him, you know.
Yeah.
There was that issue.
Yeah, almost killed him. So the Eddie doc when COVID was happening. They had access to the house. They had 10 open and vulnerable four-hour chats. 40 hours of Eddie.
Wow.
And he's being serious. He's doing Yul Brynner. He's doing Lon Chaney. And the guy said he had found Eddie to be insightful, hilarious, and also spiritual. Jokes about that in the movie, but he said something that guided him through his career. A lot of familiar faces, Jerry Seinfeld, Jamie Foxx, Tracy Ellis Ross, and also shows his close relationship with, among others, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Kenan Thompson, Tracy Morgan. Sign me up. I will be there. Agnes Wahl, November 12th. Who else would you like to see a documentary on? Like, I'm looking at Trump right now. There's already been so much on Trump.
I think we know it all.
Right. And it just appears from the few people I know who actually have been around him, you know what they say? He's exactly who you think he would be. It's just not as much. Right? He's more restrained, but he's still Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, there are a lot of docs that can be great about famous people, but he's just availed himself to so much. So, John Candy doc out. This texter says, very good. I want to see that.
Yeah, that's on the prime.
On the prime. Like, who is a famous person? Let's pause on this. Tell me a famous or even infamous individual.
Living?
Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Where, I mean, like the Kennedys, Princess Diana, it's coming out of our ears. I think you played Jack Kennedy in two of the movies.
I was really good, too.
You were great. Give me a little Jack Kennedy right now.
I don't give it for free, okay?
Who do you want to doc on? Because there's a lot of picks out there. You know, like, how about any of these people that they mentioned? Like Seinfeld? Do we need a Seinfeld doc? I don't think so. Do you think we know Jerry? LD. LD's just LD.
I think, yeah, Curb is the doc.
Yeah, that is it. Right? Rock? I think we kind of have an idea. What about Chappelle?
I would see a Chappelle doc.
I think Chappelle could be interesting. Right? And not just on walking away from the $40 million.
No, but I mean, living in his place in Ohio, you know,
yeah,
living in a small town, basically,
right,
as he's the biggest name in comedy.
Yeah. I've watched, God, was it a doc on him? There was something on him, but I think it was maybe just a combination of his stand-up and just showing his life in Ohio. Who else would you like to see a doc on? 651-461-9226. I want to talk Amber Scholl. I want to talk your insurance, and I want to try to help you out. This is the type of day where rain's back in the mix, where sadly, we're going to have a couple car accidents. I hope we have zero. Hope nothing happens, but something is going to happen. Something happens every single day. We occasionally see it on the roads. We wish it was zero, but it happens. Sometimes it happens with our kids. Sometimes it happens with us. Sometimes a storm can bring in damages at the condo we live in, the cabin we have, the home. Maybe you got a homeowners association. Maybe you have some real estate. Amber Scholl works for American Family. She has an office here in town with a team, not just her. She's been at this office for 15 years. She's been running the last few years, and it's running in an extraordinarily efficient way. It's not like all of a sudden all your insurance is going to be for free, but you lay out exactly what you have right now, whatever company you have, and maybe at the end they're going to say, we can't top you. But most of the time, they're going to provide you better coverage, and the money is going to make sense. How do you track down Amber? A very good person? TeamScholl.com. Again, that's spelled SCHOLL.com. How much do I believe in this office? I've been with this office for 35 years. TeamScholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sad what's going on with this guy. Phil is battling some significant health issues. You're too young, but in the 80s, every third song was a Phil Collins song. Right? Including some absolute bangers. A lot of other songs that I might not have loved. But man, Phil Collins was everywhere, including Live Aid, where he performed at both places. They had him fly across a little body of water and start there at Wembley and head back over to Philly. How about a doc on Fleetwood Mac? We must have had a doc on Fleetwood Mac, don't we?
I can't think of one.
Seems like.
You mentioned him earlier, a Mick Jagger doc.
Yes.
We have a Mick doc?
Just a Stones doc. Yeah. You know, that Eagles documentary stands out to a lot of people. I love the first part. Kind of when they were getting together and forming. When it was just, Let's go back out there for the cash. A lot of individuals kind of showed their loathsomeness. But the first part, really good. There's a great Bee Gees doc, which I thoroughly enjoyed. This seems like an automatic. A documentary on Jack Nicholson. That could be fantastic,
could.
Right?
Yes, it could. Get a lot in there.
Oh, my gosh. Tough part now is if they did it, I hope they did it interviews with him 5-10 years ago, right? Friggin' Texas suggests Bob Barker or Jay Leno. I wouldn't watch a second of either one. Jay Leno does nothing for me. Bob, maybe.
It would be all that interesting in Bob's, aside from some allegations about Barker's beauties.
Yeah, and don't we already know that?
I think we do.
Yeah.
Much rather have a Dave, Doc.
For sure. I mean, we had the guy on a couple years ago with the Dave book.
Just a great, not a great late night TV doc in general.
Well, Bill Carter has done so much great work on that, right? You can read Bill Carter's works. Shaletta, Doc. Shaletta's in for me Thursday.
Yes, she is.
Why don't you point out to her that one of our texters pointed out that we need a doc Ancelotti.
I won't be here Thursday either. Yeah. I'd love to.
Yeah. And you're not going to point that out to her? The Southwest Light Rail, 85% complete. They're actually trying some things on the little choo-choo train the last couple days.
Really?
This is how... Okay, I just want to point this out, and then you tell me your reaction to it. Metro Transit plans to make more than 4,000 runs over the next 2 years to ensure all electrical and mechanical components are working before opening day. What does that say to you, that 4,000 runs? Is it unbelievably comprehensive, thorough, or... Man, we're not sure about it.
That's the one right there.
We've spent $3 billion. We'll go over. I don't know if it's working.
How about that? It's still 2 years away, and we're apparently only 15% left to build. But we still need 2 years to finish that up. And as you said, the 4,000 runs, that does not inspire a lot of confidence in the project.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing about Donald Trump? I'm sure this won't be the last.
No. All right, go ahead.
Are there four Donald Trumps? Because if anybody compares his energy with Joe Biden, yeah, he shows age at times, including the tweet we talked about the other day where he's blaming Biden for having the agents on January 6, 2021 when he forgot that he was the president. He was in Israel and Egypt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right back with the Argentinian president and asking questions. And again, he's not my guy. I'm not voting for him. But the guy's tiger blood needs to be analyzed.
Well, the story on Sleepy Joe in the White House was basically 4 o'clock. He shuts it down, right?
Yeah. There was a 10 to 4 window.
Yeah, and then it was last week, I think it was Caitlin Collins on a podcast saying the complaints that she hears from the White House staff now are the guy never sleeps. The guy doesn't sleep. We think we get to sleep? No, he wakes us up because he wants to talk.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a raging insomniac like I am or he just literally needs 2 hours of sleep.
Yes.
And that's like when at times, and God knows I'll offer up my commentary, and you too, where we don't agree, where occasionally his eyes are closed. That's where we're going. Joe is invisible for weeks and weeks. And then when he says, he's coherent and says bat bleep crazy stuff. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. But the man's energy and ability to answer the bell. Let's hope we all have that type of energy at that point. Maybe a little more rational thinking, at least in my opinion, but the energy's pretty good. Paul Majors is next on CCO. I'm going to talk Aquarius. Yeah, Majors lived here for a long time. He might have had a little Aquarius at one of his places here. Aquarius started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended. You track it down. AquariusHomeServices.com. 1993 for me, that's when I first had the Kinetico drinking water system. You hear us talking about it. You hear me. You've heard Dave. Sometimes we get the generic voices. You see the TV commercials. Other stations are a part of it because Aquarius is that good of a company. And they have a lot to offer, locally based, of course. But their calling card still is that Kinetico drinking water system. It's fantastic. Outside of somebody who's really going crazy with the water, you really can't drink enough water. And why not have the best water available? And if you've been tempted to reach out to Aquarius Home Services and inquire or maybe even purchase the Kinetico drinking water system, this is the time. You can save up to 25%. You will not regret it. I promise you that. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is it 50 and raining right now where you are at, Paul Majors?
It is not Chad Hartman. I think it's about 79 degrees and it's sunny out.
Are you wearing a Speedo right now?
You know, I don't think I've worn a Speedo at any point in my life.
At no point back in your drinking days.
Or whatever. That would be a felony, I think.
Come on. You and Ben, somewhere in Hawaii, deep in the old fashions, nobody put on a Speedo at that point?
No.
No, that's a good decision.
Crime against humanity.
Yes. You sound great. Glad to have you on board. Hope you and the family are well. So.
Everybody's great. Thank you.
Fantastic. I think we had a birthday the other day. Is that right?
Yesterday was my oldest daughter. Yeah, it was her birthday, Emily. She's 36 years old.
Fantastic. That is. Yeah. That's hard to fathom, by the way. 36.
I agree.
That is hard.
Like, how did this happen?
My 30-year-old boy is about to get married in a couple of weeks, and I'm also like, how did this happen?
Really? Hey, seriously.
Yeah, and then I look in the mirror, and I think that's how it happened. You know, that's what happened. Okay, so we lose a great actress over the weekend, Diane Keaton, at the age of 79, whether it's Godfather, Annie Hall, Reds, her distinctive fashion, she was a great talk show guest, an ebullience about her, a willingness.
A quirky individual.
Exactly. That's exactly where I'm going. So you have a rather impressive Diane Keaton story, which we've discussed before, but I think it's appropriate once again. Go ahead and share with the audience what took place.
I don't know if it's impressive. It's unusual.
Yeah.
So when we moved to Los Angeles, I bought a house. In fact, I bought it. My wife hadn't seen it. That's happened a couple times in our lives together.
Hold on a second. You bought the house before Kathy saw the house at all?
Yep.
And you're still married?
That's happened three times.
What? Did you have her like in a bag or something?
She trusted me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I saw that house. It was an excellent selection.
Yeah, you were there. In fact, do you remember when you were there? Remember we were coming down those back stairs and I slipped? I had new shoes on and those wooden stairs I slipped?
I was right behind you.
I fractured my rib when that happened. I don't think I ever told you that.
Yes.
That was horrible. I mean, I was out of commission. I went to work and everything, but even breathing, you couldn't sleep.
Well,
I don't know if you've ever fractured a rib.
You know what? I hurt my ribs this year.
Brutal.
It is brutal. So the other part that you may or may not remember, so the Wolves were in town.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I ended up, you came and said, we got to meet. And we met at the Beverly Hills Hilton.
Yep.
And we had a lot of fun. And I brought my great friend Skip Krueger, who's producing, and Tom Hanneman.
Yep.
And then Benji and Lisa out there, the Rubens, who are great friends of both of ours.
Both of us, yeah.
And at one point, it's about 2, and we have to catch, like, we have to get up at, like, 6 and catch a flight going back to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And this guy named Paul Majors goes, we got to go back to the house. We got to go to the house. We got to go to the house. And we just go, sure, let's go to the house. And so you are giving us the tour of the house, and meanwhile, Kathy and Lisa are just shaking their head. They're like, this is just not a good idea. And Lisa's looking at me like, it's my fault. I'm like, I'm just here. I'm just going along for the ride. And I saw you fall down those stairs. Just
boom. So that gave me a whole new perspective on when a quarterback, when they say his ribs have been injured, but he's wearing a flak jacket, I would be on the sidelines crying,
yes,
begging for help of some sort. These guys go out and play football. It is amazing.
Well,
anyway.
Well, you also then, just one more thing, you then gave us a tour of the neighborhood after you fell down the stairs.
Well,
you remember that part?
You had to know who I was living by. It was an interesting neighborhood.
Oh, we left your place.
Madonna was up one side.
Yes.
Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
She moved out. She moved out about, I don't know, maybe a month after we moved in.
Can you blame her? I mean, she had to go.
Billy Bob stayed. He was a hell of a guy to have around on Halloween, by the way. He loves Halloween.
Yeah. I remember we left your place at 5:30. We got back to our hotel about 6:15, and we just all said, we're not going to bed. I mean, because there was going to be a wake-up call a little bit later. But it was, okay, so it's a fabulous house, right? And you're loving it.
And Kathy gets ostensibly a I didn't even know how they did it, a knock on the door. This person says, I represent somebody here in town who wants to put together a tabletop book about Spanish architecture. And the person would like to know if you would be interested in including your house in the book. And Kathy says, well, I don't know. Tell me more about it. She tells this woman tells her more about it. And Kathy says, well, let me speak to my husband. Says, call me back. And so a couple days later, the woman calls back. Kathy goes, yeah, we're fine with that. And the woman says, well, then let's set up. So photographers come over like a week later, and they're legit photographers, right?
Sure, yeah.
And
would have been a great practical joke if it wasn't
exactly,
legit.
Yeah, you're right. And so they're there all day taking pictures and into the night because they want night shots and all that stuff.
Yep.
And then, like, I don't know, maybe 3 days later, that same woman calls Kathy and says, well, the person putting the book together would like to come over. Is that all right? Kathy goes, sure. Would 2 o'clock be fine? Yeah, it's fine. And 2 o'clock, ding dong. And Kathy opens the door. Gate, there's Diane Keaton. And can I help you?
Yeah.
And I'm here to take some pictures for the book I'm putting together. Kathy goes, oh. And Kathy says, I'm Kathy Majors. It's nice to meet you. And Diane says, do you mind? I brought a little camera. She had a little camera. In fact, I had gotten one for Father's Day. It was the same little digital camera, you know, you can hold in the palm of your hand.
Right.
Not a professional deal or anything.
Yeah.
But she just wandered around the house for like 2 hours. She was extremely I was at work. Kathy said she was very pleasant. And took a bunch of pictures. And then like another week goes by and the woman who called previously representing Diane Keaton calls up and says, well, Diane would like to buy your house. And Kathy says, well, I'm going to have to talk about that. You know, it's not for sale. She realizes that. So anyway, she ends up throwing out an offer, which we rejected because, you know, we didn't have any place to go. And so it sort of goes back and forth, not really much. Then it cools way down, right? She says, well, you just want too much money for it. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. You know, right. It's our house, you know?
Yeah. And you weren't looking to sell in any way, right?
No, not at all. We didn't have any place to go to. So I love Disneyland. My wife loves it. My kids love Disneyland. I still like Disneyland. It's a little too expensive, but I still like Disneyland.
Now, you don't go to Disneyland by yourself, do you?
No.
Okay, I'm just making. Russ, I might have to call the authorities.
Yeah, I like to stand in dark corners at Disneyland and watch the kids. I like going there when it's when there's inclement weather like you're experiencing right now because no one goes. So
if you want
to go on Tower of Terror, you can go up and down it 12 times in a row without waiting in line.
That's
right?
A great idea.
So I knew it was going to rain. It was a Friday. I said, I'll take Friday off. Let's go to Disneyland. So we go out to Disneyland, and it's like there's no one there. It's great. We're going on everything, and we're going up these steps to go on this one ride, and I'm last. And I hear my wife say, oh, hi, Diane, because the person said, hi, Kathy. And, you know, because Diane came over. She actually came over a few more times before the first offer.
Jeez.
Came in
for yeah.
Me. Asked if she could take more pictures, blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, I hear, hi, Kathy. Oh, hi, Diane. So I look up, and it's Diane Keaton and Kathy. And they're talking to each other. Diane's got her kids behind her, and my kids are in front of me.
And I'm assuming she's dressing just like we would assume Diane Keaton is dressing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she is Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, they say goodbye to each other, and she, as she passes by me, you know, I'm not part of the deal. It's just, oh. You know, she just goes on, right?
Right.
So we get to the start of the ride, and Kathy looks at me and says, you know, that's an omen. She's going to buy the house. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, she ends up buying the house. So we don't have any place to go to. So we have it written in the deal that we'll lease the house back from her for X number of X time period or until we find something to move into.
Sure.
And so that's what we did. So the funny part was she had it written into the contract that she could be at the house like up to, I think it was 10 or 15 hours a week, you know, to, I guess, make plans of what she wanted to do.
Wait a second. So this is, and remind you, Paul Majors here. So while you and Kathy and the girls are visiting town, while you're living there and looking for a place, she's allowed to come by and just be there for 10, 15 hours?
Yeah. Not unannounced. You know, she'd come and she'd stay for like 3 hours. She'd stay for 2 hours. And she was there. She, trust me, she used all the hours and more. And
that's
there was
strange.
There were two times where we had house guests from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right. So this one part of the house had a great room. So it's the kitchen with an island and then it's all open and an eating area, big table that we had, you know, seat like 12 people. And then towards the far end of the room is a big fireplace. There's a pop-up TV and chairs and couches and stuff. So it's all one big giant room. Two times we had house guests from Minnesota in there. And they're reading and where the furniture is, not at the table, not in the kitchen. And, you know, Diane showed up and she's doing her deal. And she just walks through and there are, and Kathy hasn't said a word. And Diane Keaton looks over these people and goes, oh, hello.
Yeah.
And they go, oh hi. Yeah. And, you know, she just goes on to the next room, you know.
Oh, my God.
It was a little strange. But she was there so often, Chad. You know, I'm going to work at, I'm supposed to be there at 3. Generally, I'd get there about 2:15. So, 2 o'clock, 5 to 2, I'm leaving the house, drive up Sunset Boulevard to Hollywood, and boom, there's work. And, you know, I'd come downstairs, and I got my suit on, and, you know, I'm ready to go to work. Okay, love you, see you, bye, see you, Kath, see you, Diane, bye, Paul. You know, Kathy,
she's
bye,
a fixture.
Paul, bye, Paul. Yeah, it's just like, literally, it's like someone living with us for that period of time. It was strange.
How, like, is this a couple months? How long did this go on?
We leased it back for at least 2 months, Dad, maybe 3.
Yeah. Okay.
I really don't recall.
Did you have time to look at the story that Dave sent you today from the New York Post?
I did.
Because it sounds like, it reads like that she did this often, right? Where she would assemble.
Well, we knew that. She was a serial home buyer. We knew that. I didn't know this. When I bought the house, she was interested in buying it. I was told that after we bought it. I was told that by the guy we bought it from. He was a home flipper. That home was built in like 1926 by a doctor, and he had like 8 kids. And then he eventually died. The kids didn't want it, and it sort of languished. And this developer guy came in and bought the house, fixed it up, and I bought it from him. But I didn't know at the time Diane Keaton was interested in buying it at that time.
Oh, okay. So she just must have decided somehow, some way, I'm getting this house.
I'm going to have that house, yeah.
Yeah. And she did.
It's a cool house. I mean, you've been in it.
It was a cool house. Fantastic house.
Yeah.
Great house. Life is good?
Everything's great.
Well,
I got to tell you one other story about the house.
Yeah, sure.
So my daughters had zero interest in Diane Keaton. Zero.
Yeah.
You could say, well, The Godfather, they didn't know what I was talking about. I could go Reds. They got no idea what I'm talking about.
Annie Hall, same thing, right?
So when I found out she's selling the house to Ryan Murphy, the guy who has the big deal with Netflix and Creator of Glee and American Detective or whatever that is, I came home to eat dinner, and I go, hey, guys, I go, guess what I heard? I go, Diane Keaton selling the house. The girls don't even look up, right? And I go, she's selling it to Ryan. Now, the girls were huge fans of Glee, right?
Yeah.
I go, she's selling it to Ryan Murphy. The youngest daughter looks up and said, Dad, can you tell him that we used to live in that house and we need to see it one more time? I mean, they thought that was the biggest thing. Diane Keaton, zero, not a zilch. Ryan Murphy, oh, my God.
Yeah. And Kathy told me if it was Ethel Merman, then you really would have been excited.
Then I would have been,
Yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's great. How about you?
Everything's really good. I've played golf with Benji a couple times recently. I'm headed out your way again to lovely Palm Springs, Palm Desert, late January through late March.
I'll be there. We'll play golf together.
Absolutely. Absolutely love it out there. That is a fabulous story. Stay healthy. Enjoy it. Tell Kathy I said hi. And always have great feelings for you, my friend. You know that.
Chad, I appreciate your friendship. Take care.
Take care, man. Paul Majors with just a great story on Diane Keaton. Let's come back and ask this question. Would you let somebody just roam in and out of your house if you've sold it to them, but under the contingency, you're not leaving for a couple months? Would you let them roam around the house? Because I think it matters this way, Dave. Who is it?
It's good to be a celebrity, isn't it?
It's good when it's Diane Keaton, again, as opposed to some guy named Fred, you know? Let's react to that. Major's fabulous, as always. It's a 50 past 1 on CCO. Sure, Halle Berry can stop by anytime she wants. I hope she doesn't mind that I eat a lot of fried egg sandwiches and chili and drink a lot of whiskey.
She'd probably be into it.
If it's a well-known, trusted celebrity, then yes. Let's say I buy your place.
Yeah.
I buy your place. You know me. And you guys say, hey, you made us an offer out of nowhere. We have a contingency for 2 months. But then I say I need to have 15-some hours a week to come over.
With the measuring tape?
Yeah. How far are we going? At that point, and it wasn't like Paul was, taking that check to the bank and worried about bouncing any checks at that point. He was doing rather well. But that place was magnificent. That offer had to be a lot.
That's just the thing.
A lot.
When Diane offers for a house that's already not for sale, you say no. Then months later, she comes back with, I'm sure, a significantly increased offer. Sure, Diane, come over whenever you'd like.
Yeah.
Happy to do business.
This wasn't a one-bedroom, starter place. I mean, we're talking, she probably upped it by seven figures, right?
I would think.
It's going to be an anchor in L.A. at that time.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. This text, Chad. No matter me cares, Paul is just another person to your listeners. You could have much better guests. First of all, the name Paul Majors in this town for about 40 more years is still going to be an enormous name to a high, high percentage of people in this audience, because here's the list of the best television anchors in this town. Paul Majors and then everybody else. Okay? And also, even if you don't know Majors, Diane Keaton just passed away. one of the most distinctive actors and actresses we've had since the early 70s. And that was just a hell of a story about Diane Keaton.
Yeah, we were just reading about her real estate ventures, her second career. And, oh, by the way, Majors has a heck of a story about it.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And as somebody just pointed out, yeah, Ryan Murphy sold it a few years ago. $16 million. It was a good house.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.